భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 49 ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ యథా హి స్కంద శాఖానాం యథా హి స్కంద శాఖానాం తరోర్మూలావసేచనం తరోర్మూలావసేచనం ఏవం ఆరాధనం విష్ణో ఏవం ఆరాధనం విష్ణో సర్వేషాం ఆత్మనశ్చహి సర్వేషాం ఆత్మనశ్చహి. వెన్ వన్ పోర్స్ వాటర్ ఆన్ ద రూట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ట్రీ, ద ట్రంక్ అండ్ బ్రాంచెస్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రీ ఆర్ ఆటోమేటికలీ ప్లీజ్డ్. సిమిలర్లీ, when one becomes a devotee of the Lord Vishnu, everyone is served, for the Lord is the super soul of everyone. Purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Padma Purana, aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samacharam. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best, and better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. There are many demigods worshipped by people who are attached to the material desires. Kamasthasthir hrutajnana prapadyante anyadevata. Because people are embarrassed by so many material desires, they worship Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the goddess Kali, Durga, Ganesha and Surya to achieve different results. However, one can achieve all these results simultaneously just by worshipping Lord Vishnu. As stated elsewhere in the Bhagavatam 4.31.14, Yatha taror mola nisheshanena tripyanti tatskanda bujapa shaka pranopahara chetendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam atyutyajya. Just by pouring the water on the root of the tree, one nourishes its trunk and all its branches, fruits and flowers. And just by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the limbs of the body. Similarly, by worshipping Lord Vishnu, one can satisfy everyone. Krishna consciousness is not a sectarian religious movement. Rather, it is meant for all embracing welfare activities for the world. One can enter this movement without discrimination on terms of caste, creed, religion or nationality. If one is trained to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the origin of Vishnu Tattva, one can become fully satisfied and perfect in all respects. I have no qualification nor do have any realization on this, so I request all the senior devotees to give their blessings. More or less everybody is senior to me here, so trying to be your humble servant, I'll try to speak as by your causeless mercy. Thank you. When one pours water on the root of a tree, the trunk and the branches of the tree are automatically pleased. Similarly, when one becomes a devotee of Lord Vishnu, everyone is served, for Lord is the super soul of everyone. So here, demigods, they are actually praying to the Supreme Lord. because they have encountered a trouble. The root cause of all the problems is I, me and mine. When I consciousness comes into picture, the controllership comes into picture, it means we forget Krishna there and then. Then the problem comes. So because demigods offended, Indra offended Durvasa Muni, because of that reason he received a curse. And eventually they lost everything. So the problems of this world are because of this one reason. What is that? That I, me, mind consciousness. Everyone in this world carries a dictionary which has only three words. I, me and mine, that's it. So every time we see this is mine or I did this, it's me. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there is no shortage in this world except for Krishna consciousness. You know, always there is a saying, population has grown, is growing like anything. The foodstuffs may not be enough. So Prabhupada says, even if it is 10 times more than the current population, still Mother Earth can maintain. But what is the root cause of all the problems? We have envy, lust, anger, greed, pride. Unlimited. Because of that reason, all the problems. That's it. In one lecture, I heard New Zealand is a country which has, you know, which produces milk. Tons and gallons of milk. Small country. So they pour milk into the ocean to maintain the price every day. Brazil, one of the biggest countries in the world, top five countries. What is the number one product of Brazil? Coffee. When you are starving, do you need coffee? America, money is given to farmers not to grow crops. So if you think you get this much money, probably $100,000 on your crop, these corporate organizations, they pay you $200,000 not to grow crops. Why? Because economics means, you know, demand and supply. Supply is more, demand grows down, prices fall down, and your share falls down. And who is doing this? They are not farmer, they are not illiterate. They are from Harvard, MIT, are top-notch institutions in this world. But because the value education was not given to them, their heart is filled with envy. What is the good word for envy or greed? Dynamism. If you open the newspaper, we want a young dynamic salesman. Means what? You should know how to cheat. That's it. Serious. He is very dynamic. Means what? I'm honest with you. I've seen in my life. Hey, yesterday you told me that price. That is yesterday, not today. Then your colleagues, hey, it's both dynamic. Means what? You're fully greedy. You can do anything for money. But we do not know. That is envy towards Krishna. So there is no shortage for anything in this world. But what is the only shortage? Pure devotional consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Yesterday I was telling somebody, this is my realization. Let me share with you. I was working 10 years ago. Every day, 1, 2, exactly 2 handfuls of rice and another handful of dal and one vegetable. I'm only one person, maybe 12, 13 years ago. So what is that? 2 handfuls of rice, 1 handful of dal and 1 vegetable exactly. That is my lunch and dinner, that's it. So one day I thought, what is this? I'm working like a donkey for this. And I have problems, so many mental problems. You know, will this job remain? If job is lost, that is not a problem. But what will my friend think of me? What will they think of me? So I should be like this. Today, in the material world, how do you rate your success? If your relatives come and glorify you, he's very successful. That satisfies your false ego. If you solve the material problems and somehow cheating or other, if you grow, establish a status and people glorify you, very well. You think you are great, successful. But what is going to happen? You'll end up in hell. If we read Garuda Puran, so scary actually. It is exactly opposite to the dynamic principles of this material world. But because of this current flow, you know, the tendency, because there is nobody to impart knowledge, we are so carried out by the externals. So coming back to here, but some people, majority are atheistic. So one lecture I heard, God is there? Maybe. God is not there? Maybe. Then why are you worshipping? If he is there, let him be happy. So you are applying theory of probability, which you studied there also, you know. Is there 50% is there, 50% is not there. 50% is there. I earn this much money, let me give 10% to him. So you be happy. Hey, remember me, eh? Utna donation de raha hun, aur utna seva kar raha hun. Kamasta iste rata jnanam prapadyante anya devata. We are filled with the unlimited desires. In my childhood, my school teacher used to tell a story, a Christian teacher, of course. I don't know in what context he told that again and again and again. Maybe out of criticism. But that applies here very nicely. Kamasta iste rata jnanam. Demigod worship. What is demigod worship? Demigod worship is, I pay you this much money, you give 100 times more than that. That's it. So one day one person went to Mother Kali and asked, so I'm going to, I'm going for thievery. I'm going to steal tonight. So give me huge money. Mother Kali said, so you have to pay something. 2-legged or 4-legged? He said, 20-legged. It is not 2 or 4 or 8. It is 20-legged. Oh, granted. He was telling it in a very, very, in a mocking way. So, because he promised a 20-legged animal, Mother Kali was thinking, oh, I have never seen that. Anyway, it must be big, big and bigger. So this person, he looted nicely. So next day he stopped coming to his temple because he was enjoying the loot. So one day suddenly he was scared. So I have to perform, I have to fulfill my word. So he went. So Mother Kali was thinking, this teacher said, why he is not fulfilling his promise? Sorry, I forgot, next week. Because, this money is running out. He should be ready for the next loot. So again, he has to offer something to Mother Kali. But one promise is remaining. Again, one week later, he went. I'm sorry, I forgot, next week. So many weeks went by, but he was not fulfilling the promise. So one day he went and told, definitely next week I'll bring this 20 legged animal. I'm in search of this animal. And I will offer as a sacrifice. So meanwhile, Mother Kali was getting impatient. But finally, he doesn't want to incur the wrath of Mother Kali. What he did, one day he came jubilant. Today I am going to fulfill your desire. So teacher said, Mother Kali was looking. What did he bring? Where is that? Buffalo means at least 4-legged. 20-legged means how much big it is. Then he took out from his pocket a box. He said he'll give a 20-legged animal offering, but why did he take out box? And in that box he opened, took out one more box, one more box, one more box. Finally, in that, he took out a caterpillar. Caterpillar? How many legs? More than 20 legs. Actually, I told you I'll give you only 20 legs, but this has more than 20 legs. Means what? Basically cheating. That is demigod worship. You give me this, I'll give you that. That's it. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param tasma. So this is Lord Shiva was telling this. Of all the worship, Vishnu aradhanam param. Why? Goodness, pure goodness. What is the, why are we in the cycle of birth and death? What is the reason? Every day, actually the days are running out like anything. We don't realize that. Sun is coming, going, coming and going, coming and going. The same impurities. One day, we don't realize. Somehow we are satisfied with what we are doing. So let me tell you this. Example, one day what happened? I was standing in our temple, near Vrindavan, and one professor came, PhD. I don't remember whether I told this example or not. A PhD in electrical engineering, as a professor, he helped so many people get PhDs. For 30-35 years. Retired recently, probably 60 plus. Please listen very carefully. He was so sick, he could not wear his own shoes. He was waiting for somebody to help him wear the shoes. Don't think this has happened only to the professor. More or less, everyone has to go through. So I was thinking, if this professor, what if he dies? Next life, can he tell he'll continue double PhD? But what guarantee is there that he'll become a human being? Even if he gets a human birth, what guarantee is there that he'll take birth in such a family where which can afford his education? So, Prabhupada is writing here, for all the problems of this world, which originate from the root, basically our envy, greed, lust and pride. You keep that root aside and worship Krishna yatha taror moola nisheshanena. This was also told by Lord Shiva to Prachetas. Trupyanti tatskanda bujopashaka pranopahara chayatendriyanam tataiva sarvarhana machutejya. In the family, if Krishna is in the center, you know, today 70-80% of the marriages in America, in first 3 years, they end up in divorce. Why? You know, your eyes are so beautiful. Your face is so beautiful. You are so charming. Finally, marriage. In less than 3 years, the same eyes you see, they are not mooner, they are not moon, but they are sun. Like, they are burning, you know, burning with rage. Why? So marriage is, many people, marriage means, you know, a license for enjoyment. Problem is both the parties think like that. So the moment the outer layers of false ego is scraped, you know, that fight comes. You know, so you remove that root and keep Krishna as the root. Taror moola. What is the moola of taro? Root. So you don't need to take an ink pillar and put one, you know, you climb a tree and father asks, hey, what are you doing? I'm pouring the water to tree. It is 1 hour you are doing. What are you doing? You know, I'm taking ink pillar and pouring one drop by drop to each, you know, leaf and branch. No, no need. Just pour the water to the tree. In that way, if we genuinely worship Krishna, why Krishna? Because if we worship Krishna, Krishna gives the knowledge. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam enama upyandate. Gives the lamplight of knowledge. We do so many wrong things because of ignorance. So, he is a super soul. He knows what is better for us, what is best for us. But the problem is, actually he speaks, but we don't listen. Why? We are tuned to different stations. But that's why knowledge is essential. More than, after acquiring the knowledge, application is essential. Understanding and application and makes lot of difference. Lot of difference. Then what we do? We open Bhagavad Gita. So what is spirituality? Spirituality doesn't mean crack a coconut and you ask whatever you want. Spirituality means Krishna tells, hey, this is what I expect from you. Adveshna sarabhutanam maitra karuna evacha. So he's telling you what he's expecting. Spirituality doesn't mean a particular dress. Spirituality doesn't mean a particular affiliation. Spirituality means heart. One person was going to church. He was rushing, it was getting late. On the side of the road, one person, you know, he was beaten up, all his money was taken away, and he was lying by the roadside. Sir, help, help, help. I have to go to church. Ignored him. Second person, I have to go to church. Ignored him. Third person, same thing. The fourth person, he was going. Help, I am dying. You have to go to church to attend the prayer. So He stopped there, helped him, gave water, you know. He worked on him. So he did the first aid. This person was saved. So later he went to the church. But who understood the sermon well? This person. Spirituality means qualities. So when we start listening to Krishna, Krishna expects something from us. Why? Krishna wants us back. Krishna wants us back means, what are the qualities that we should fulfill? Krishna tells us. If we fulfill those qualifications, actually Krishna can take us back today. But what problem? Then what happens? Then we start doing nonsense there also. That's why he wants us to get rid of all the impurities which are there, at least for myself, unlimited. Adveshta sarvabhutanam. You know? Maitra karunayavacha, mercy and a friendship. He is that, you know, suhradam sarvabhutanam. Because he is friend of all the living entities, he wants you to be his representative. Then what happens? Definitely, something wonderful happens through you. I want to tell a story. Usually, the devotees, we want to please Guru and Krishna. So nothing is happening. We wait years and years and years. Krishna, please help me, use me as instrument. Sometimes we become impatient. But we do not know how Krishna uses us. But let me tell you one thing. If we are sincere, genuine, Krishna will definitely use us. This is the story I heard. That's true also. So one priest in Rome, he was praying. I'm very fallen. I'm all these bad qualities. Please use me as an instrument, my Lord. But Lord was not using him as an instrument. So nobody comes to church. He has only one prayer. Use me as an instrument. You know? But what is his qualification? Despite all the bad qualifications, he has one qualification. Sincerity. He is sincere in his process. Mind may be giving 101 reasons. You know, heart is infested with all the bad qualities, but he is sincere. What is his prayer? Use me as an instrument. One day, go towards this side. Go, go, go. He doesn't know. Go towards Rome. You know, he was living in the outskirts, little far also. So he was going. Go, go, go. In Rome, those days, the prisoners, once in a while, they used to have a festival. So what is a festival? I don't know how many of you know gladiators. You know, these prisoners, they would be brought into, you know, sort of arena where either they have to fight each other, or only one person has to come out. Means, only if you kill your opponent, you can come out. All the people in the symposium, they'll be sitting in this arena, they'll be sitting and watching. And they'll be clapping when you fight for your survival. Cruel. Or sometimes, they would let the hungry lion into this arena, fighting arena. And this prisoner has to fight with the hungry lion. One has to win. And all the people who are watching, you know, for them that is a feast to the eyes. you know, king will participate, all the citizens of Rome would participate in this festival. So then this person, he was, go this side, go this side, go this side. As though haunted, he was going in the same direction. Where was he brought in? To this fighting arena. That day, two prisoners were engaged, you know, for the festival. And one has to die. So already fighting started. Then what happened? This person, go, go, go. He was literally brought into that place. And he saw, instantly personality, what is this? So cruel. Two people are fighting for survival and you find happiness in that. And he said, stop, stop, stop. No, they were not stopping. They were fighting for survival, you know. They have swords in their hands, fighting, you know. He said, no, stop, stop. This is cruel. You people are watching and enjoying. No, this is not good for you and for them. You cannot enjoy like this. And what happened? He went and stood in between. And he was killed. A saintly personality, you know, he sacrificed his life just to put a full stop to this ghastly act. I really do not know how many of you know that was the last time this act was performed. So in Rome, they passed a law banning this activity for the rest of the eternity. Why? It has claimed a saint life. So, if you genuinely become a practitioner of spirituality, you know, Prabhupada says this, harama bhakta shikuto mad guna yasyasti bhaktar bhagavat yakinchana sarvair gunais tatra sadasameshura harama abhakta shikuto mad guna manuradena sati dhavato bahi. It is actually harama bhakta shikuto mad guna, but Prabhupada calls it harama bhakta shikuto mad guna. Once you become the devotee of Krishna, all the good qualities, they manifest in you. Good qualities of demigods, Sura. But if you don't become a devotee of Krishna, even if you do some philanthropy, some charity, where is the good quality? You are doing for something else. Manorathe nasati, you are hovering around a mental platform. You want this, 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 something else. So one day somebody introduced me in Pittsburgh. I know one person, this restaurant. He maintains a restaurant, nice person actually. So I kept on visiting him regularly. So one day he introduced me. This is my father-in-law from India. Said, very nice. And Prabhuji, you don't even know how great this person is. So many schools, he does philanthropy. And children, thousands, they just surround him because he loves them. He comes to America, you know, goes to the non-profit organizations, you know, collects money here and there, purchases all the gifts and takes it and distributes in all the schools in his area. I was very actually impressed. I told him, what we are not doing, you are doing. We means our temple there back in America. So I said, thank you very much. Come to our temple next week. He said, I don't want to lie before sadhus. Next week I am going to Las Vegas to play gambling. I told him, no problem. Everyone has weaknesses. You come later week. Sorry sir, I don't want to speak lies in front of you. The later week, I'm planning to go to Atlantic City again for gambling. I said, no problem, you come later week. More or less every week is a schedule for not subtle enjoyment, grossest enjoyment. Immediately this shloka came into my mind. Manorathena sati dhavato bahi. So what is the problem? First get rid of your problem. Problem is here. Lust, anger, envy, greed. And then if I do philanthropy, charity, that is only an extension display of my false ego. That's it. So we went to this yatra, visited Vasudeva Dutta's place. Gohar Gopal Prabhu was explaining so wonderfully well, you know. So when we go to these places, what are we read in the books? When they're visible, you know, it affects us very deeply. You know, this is the place where he was living. Apart from his question, what is the question? Request to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, when I see people languishing in this material world, birth after birth, committing sinful activities in the pursuit of material pleasures. You know, when we see that, when I see that, my heart goes in pain. You are, you know, most merciful, munificent incarnation. You give all the sins of all the people to me and send them back to spiritual world. He did not say only Bengal. Gaur Gopal Prabhu was telling only Bengalis or only Indians or only this world. He said this whole universe. Mahaprabhu shivered. Yes, this is not uncommon for you because you are Prahlad Maharaj. Such a compassion. It is uncommon compassion actually. Very, very uncommon compassion. And what is that? Mahaprabhu came to Radha Bhava Sullitam Momi Krishna Swarup. So he came to experience the love of Krishna, Radha Bhava, but he was telling Sivananda Sen, even in, you know, internal, most, it is actually Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, he was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most of the time internal. Very, you know, very few times he was external. Sometimes he was, his consciousness is partial, means semi-internal, semi-external. Why did you disturb me? I was with Krishna. You know that pastime, what is that pastime? Mahaprabhu drowns in the ocean. There he speaks. His consciousness is semi, half internal, half external. So that Mahaprabhu is requesting Shivananda Sen. Vasudeva Datta is a grahastha. Still he doesn't know how to manage his finances. You help him. So a devotee is putting Krishna in a... You know, he is making Krishna think for his finances. Imagine his status. What a great thing it is. You know, Mahaprabhu, he is telling, you know, actually Jagannath Puri, majority of the time Mahaprabhu is internal actually, his consciousness. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? You know, that ecstasy. What is that? Divyanmadam. But still in that Mahaprabhu is telling, take care of Vasudeva Datta. He doesn't know how to maintain finances. He doesn't think of tomorrow. You know? So you take care of him. So Mahaprabhu is also doing counseling. He is acting as a counselor for others. See how great this personality is. Because he is a Vasudeva Datta is a pure devotee. So this world really was affected by saintly personalities better than anybody, honestly speaking. Honestly speaking, in America, all the universities, Devamrita Maharaj says, they were actually, what is that, Christian... what is that? Libraries. You know, they stored all the books for preaching. But what happened? Because people lost faith.
People lost faith. The same things became today universities to suck the blood from the people. Universities are started in America just to make money. That's it. Nothing else. It's a very good business actually. And they are spiritual slaughterhouses. Why? Once devotion was there, today materialism was there. Why? The root shifted. Earlier root was Krishna, today root is I, me, mine. So, but instead, like Vasudeva Datta, we went to Ambika Kalan also. When we saw the deities, we heard the story many times. The deities, the atmosphere was so spiritual. When you enjoy the spiritual happiness here, you'll be fully satisfied. If not, even as a devotee, we do not know how to enjoy here spiritually. We look for name, fame, profit, adoration, distinction. I'm talking to myself. But for somebody who relishes, you know, that spirituality, reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, service attitude, chanting, prasad. If we relish, then definitely, you know, we make a lot of progress. If not, we look for something else. Even amidst devotees. Even living amidst devotees. So that's why, but Prabhupada has given such a formula. Isn't it Krishna maintaining us? Prabhupada went with 40 rupees, opened 108 temples. And supposing, you know, the devotees, they go, they also open. Temple is not giving them lakhs and lakhs of rupees or crores and crores of rupees. But who is maintaining? Krishna. But we need to have a lot of faith for that. If we have that, we make a lot of progress. So, what really attracts anybody is not how much knowledge we have, but how much love we have. I heard a story, I'm finishing in 2 minutes. But you know, this has affected me a lot. Story, you know, His Holiness Radhana Swami told in New Vrindavan, probably 2004, 2003. So he was telling, this quality of Prabhupada has affected people a lot. You must have heard at least 10, 20 times the same story. But why I'm making that point here is, so that is a quality that one has to imbibe. That we have to imbibe, honestly speaking. So Prabhupada went to this store in downtown Manhattan. So he wanted to buy. He purchased vegetables, the water, the groceries he wanted. And he asked that person said, Maharaj said that day, $37. Prabhupada said, what, $37? In India, this is available for $2. It is not worth. It costs only $2. So no, he said, that person said, cashier, you have to pay $37. Will you give me for $3? In India, we bargain. Sir, it doesn't work. You have to pay $37. Give me for $4. We all have this experience, you know, bargaining. Prabhupada said, finally, I'll give you $5. Will you give me this? No, sir, you have to pay $37. And Prabhupada, in his childlike personality, this is not for me. These boys and girls, they come very hungry, starving. And I have to feed them. And I have only this much money. And Prabhupada took $5. I have only this much money. And Prabhupada said, will you give me for $5? And that person, seeing Prabhupada's face, so much honest. In that 70 year also, he was that 7-year-old child. He could see. He said, give me that $5. From his pocket, he took $32 and he put $37. Take it. Thank you very much. Prabhupada said, Thank you very much. But today we know how much progress that person has made. The person who gave $32. So big philosophy nobody could understand. But what they understood from Prabhupada was that uncommon compassion. Because of which we are all here. You know? He is really Adhama Janarabandhu. That is Srila Prabhupada. And what is he telling? If one is trained to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is the origin of Vishnu Tattva, one can become fully satisfied and perfect in all respects. That is Prabhupada's guarantee. Please excuse me if I have spoken anything wrong as your humble servant. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.